Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Well, I'm delighted today to tell you that the brand new Wholesaler Masterminds app for iPhone as well as iPad is now available. You get all the content that you get from the website plus more, including our exclusive Commode and Caffeine Finder. It's one of a kind. It'll make you giggle. And, of course, it'll be useful. We got a great guest for you today, wholesalers, Frank Maselli. Now, Frank may be one of those guys that actually doesn't need any introduction because he spends so much time speaking at events around the country, and he is an inspiring and insightful leader in the financial services industry with a long track record. I mean, Frank goes back to 1983 when he joined Dean Witter. He opened one of the first Sears Financial Centers, for those of you that might remember that. He was actually a branch manager for the number one office of Payne Webber and a mutual fund sales director. And then, of course, on the distribution side of the business, Frank was an EVP and national sales manager for Natixis. He's trained thousands of advisors in advanced business building techniques. He's got two best-selling books, which we'll hook you up with on the website. He's a member of IMCA, Mensa. He's a private pilot. Frank Maselli, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
That all sounds so good, doesn't it? It's nice to be with you. Thank you, Ron.
I'm delighted that you could be here. So our topic today is what do advisors need from wholesalers? And boy, that is a large topic. And I know that you have distilled it down to some bite-sized chunks for our 10 to 12 minutes here today. Give me an idea of where you're headed with this thought. What do advisors need?
I'd love to. I think it's a very interesting and strange time for the advisor wholesaler relationship in our industry. The relationship itself is morphing constantly, and I've come up with some things that I think right now would be very useful for wholesalers to keep in mind when they work with advisors, and this can be anybody. It's going to be top advisors, which, you know, everybody's targeting the top advisors. We get that. They're very special folks. But there's a middle group that's really in need of help. And these people will be the top advisors of the next few years. So I wouldn't ignore those. But I came up with an acronym, Rob, and I know you like clever little things. So I came up with the acronym LEAD, as in leadership. And I'm a big fan of leadership in our industry, quite frankly. I think we could use more of it. But the acronym stands for L is love. First, I really believe that wholesalers have to love their advisors. And I know this sounds very strange, okay, very, very California touchy-feely.
Hey,
but
careful now, Frank.
I know.
But what do we – so, I mean, look, I think I know where you're going. I'm not going to say what that is. But, you know, I always talk about, you know, they got to feel the love. But what does that mean?
What it means is you've got to understand what your people are going through, and you've got to really care about them, okay? You can't look at an advisor as just another potential ticket. I think you have to really appreciate the reality that these advisors are on the front line combat battle every day, and they're really kind of shell-shocked out there, and you've got to take care of them. You've got to embrace them emotionally and intellectually. You've got to spend some time with them. You've got to cut through some of the bluster and some of the barriers that they will put up, okay, in an empathetic way. And then ultimately, you've got to help them grow their business because invariably they're struggling. I would say fewer than 1% of the advisor population out there is having the kind of fun that they should be having right now and having the kind of growth success that they should be having.
You know, you said something that was really important there, Frank, because as I was listening to your descriptor, the word that kept ringing out, and then you, of course, mentioned it, was that word empathy, right? It's having the capacity to put yourself in their shoes and relate. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, and it's not easy. I'm not telling you that empathy is easy, and I'm not talking about sympathy either, and I think you wrote about the difference between sympathy and empathy, and they're a very powerful difference, but the ability to at least understand and appreciate that the advisors are struggling, and even if they're not appearing to struggle, they are, because, you know, we have a very good way in this business of you know, putting forth an interesting face when deep down inside we know that we're not growing our business the way we need to grow. And as an advisor, I can vouch for that. So L is for love, and I think you've really got to embrace your people, and I think you've got to make them understand that you care and that you're there for them.
All right, let's talk about the E. What's the E all about?
The E is energy. When you walk into an office or when you walk into an advisor space, I think you need to be a place for them to plug in temporarily, okay? And what I mean by that is you need to have enthusiasm, passion, something to bring to the table, something exciting, something different. I think you need to be this little, you know, positive radioactive isotope walking around an office where you kind of give off a positive, warm glow, and people are actually glad to see you. If you're walking around with a cloud over you, and if you're walking around depressed and confused, I don't need you. I'm already depressed and confused. What do I need you for? So,
you know, what's interesting about that is every now and again, you know, I get a call from a wholesaler, you know, inquiring about coaching, and they're just feeling down, and you know they're down, and you know they lost their mojo. And even though they try to put on the good face when they go in the advisor's office, well, I mean, the analogy that I think we both get, I know we both can relate to is, you know, if you're trying to sell either the advisor or the public customer and you're having a crappy month, it's the 25th of the month and you're at 10,000 gross, you can feel the vibe. But if you're trying to sell the advisor or the customer and, you know, in this case, you know, you're at 50,000 gross, hey, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You have any suggestions, by the way, about how to capture that, you know, take it or leave it, that energy, that positive vibe, that attractive isotope that you talk about?
The take it or leave it mentality is difficult when you're having a tough month numerically. But the one thing I keep coming back to and the one thing that always used to help me was to say, you know what, this is 1 month out of a, 35, 40-year career. I'm not going to let it get me down. And I know the potential that's out there. 70, according to the journal, listen to this for just a second, okay, and you're familiar with this, 71% of clients today said they're willing to listen to a new advisor. There's never been a better time in the history of our industry to be prospecting. I am not going to let any single one person diminish my enthusiasm for this opportunity that I have right now. So even if my basket is temporarily empty, I know there's plenty of fish out there. This is the time to be enthusiastic, and you don't have to fake enthusiasm. The opportunity alone gives you the energy for enthusiasm. So I think that's important. The A is for activity. I am a big believer in activity. I think activity drives all other success, and activity ultimately drives both ability, which is important, and attitude. You want to feel better, and you want to be better, do stuff, okay? So wholesalers need to fill their day with activity, whether that's face-to-face meetings, whether that's seminars, workshops, symposiums. Getting out and meeting with people is the bread and butter of the wholesaler world. And the other thing about activity is wholesalers need to surround themselves with advisors who are active. There are some still out there. Okay, I know that sounds crazy, but you want to build your base as a wholesaler with advisors who are getting things done and who are actually doing things with their clients and prospects. You don't want to work with the ones, and you got to learn to do triage. When we talk about triage, you want to learn, you know, who the winners are going to be.
I got to share this with you because you'll appreciate this. So at my old firm, and I won't say who it is here, but you go look on my resume, large insurer, and the agents were known for aggressively waiting for the phone to ring. That was their mantra. So when you talk about activity and you talk about the advisors engaged in activity, it kind of feeds on one another, right? If I'm bringing good ideas and they're willing to implement them, then we can just groove on it together, right?
Absolutely. I mean, people who are active seek out other active people. And we, you know, we both are buzzing. We're both whirring around in our own minds. And we know we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to share quickly and we're going to move on. And you know the phenomenon of the bottomless black hole advisor, okay, where you go in with products and ideas and stimulation and it just keeps getting sucked up and they have another issue, another objection, you know, and you got to walk away. You've got to learn how to cut really fast from those people because they're just going to suck you into their vortex of despair. You know, it's sad.
Let's talk about the D.
Yeah, the D is drive. Right now, I think a lot of wholesalers are also struggling. And you know some of the changes that are out there, and every part of our industry is going through turmoil. There's products that don't exist anymore. There's products that used to be in favor that are not anymore. And a lot of wholesalers are wondering what the future holds. Well, I will tell you, the vast majority will always be in that middle category. But for the ones who can push themselves harder, for the ones who can seek opportunity, find new advisors, find new clients, find new sources of bringing in assets to the firm, okay? And that may take some thinking outside the box. That may take some elephant hunting. For those wholesalers, there will be massive success. This industry is never going to get rid of wholesalers. We've been talking about it for 30 years. It will never happen because this is a relationship business. So don't worry about wholesaling going away. What you want to worry about is being in the top 10% who are going to have the most incredible career you can imagine, because this is one of the greatest hidden professions in the world. And when I say hidden, no kid wakes up in the morning going, oh, I want to be a wholesaler, Daddy. You know, it's not going to happen. Okay. But when you find this profession, you know the power, and you've got to continue to find those opportunities and drive yourself harder. And drive means a lot of things. It means working harder. It means working smarter. It means arming yourself with tools, with training, some of the things you provide. Okay. The coaching, getting yourself a coach. I think that's a drive moment. That's a decision to say, I'm going to be better. And that's what drive is all about. So I applaud the things that you do in our industry, and you know, people should be taking advantage of that, quite frankly.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank. I do it. And most especially in this moment, I appreciate you being here for Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. And wholesalers, Frank has written an article for I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. So if you hadn't had a chance to go out to iCarryTheBag.com, jump out there. We'll hook you up with the print copy, give your internal the digital copy. Everybody gets the archives. Frank Maselli, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. Really appreciate it.
Wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.